Masechet Kelim, Perek, Kaf Bet, Mishnah Bet. We'll talk about a three-legged table in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ashulhan Shinitela Ahat Miraglav Tahor. A three-legged table that had one of its legs removed is Tahor. It's unstable. It can't be used anymore. It's not balanced. You can't eat on it. Therefore, it's not a utensil anymore. And it's Tahor. Nitela Shinia Tahor. If the second leg was removed, it's still tahor because it's even more unstable. Nitela shelishit tameh. If the third leg was removed and now there's just the top of the table, it becomes tameh. It's usable once more. You could use it as a tray to eat upon. Keshiyachshov alav, but it's only when he intends to use it for that way. Once it's missing all of its legs, it's not a broken table anymore. It's now possible to use it as a tray, but he has to have his mind, he has to think that it's going to become that, and then it can become that, and now it has the ability to become tameh. Rabbi Yosei omer, en tzarich machshava. Says Rabbi Yosei, no, you don't need to intend to use it for a different purpose. It's being used in the same way. As a table, it was the top of it was being used to eat upon, and therefore, it's still being used for that purpose right now, as a tray to eat upon. So it's still able to become tameh automatically. So to a deluf ki, that it's the same rules apply to the deluf ki, which is a small serving table. People usually don't eat directly upon it, but the Mishnah here says that if you have a broken deluf ki, it would follow the same rules as a broken table.